Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, we are living in troubling times. As a result of the pandemic called COVID-19, or the coronavirus, our nation and our world is in the midst of uncertainty. Countries, states, and cities are right now limiting movement within their borders. Many jobs have been lost. Schools are closed, and social mass gatherings are denied. Hospitals and healthcare workers are being overwhelmed by the number of people being exposed to this rapidly spreading virus. Many parents are worried about how they're going to pay their bills, continue to feed their families, keep a sense of normalcy for their children, educate their children at home, and keep their sanity in this time of stay-at-home orders. We are living, I said, in troubling times. And many people are asking the question, how could God allow this to happen? If he is such a good and merciful God, why did he allow these troubling times to come upon us? There are a few things, my brothers and sisters, that we need to understand. First of all, we must understand that there are good and evil forces at work in this world. We will discover in the story of Job that it was the devil who caused the trouble that came Job's way, even though he had to get permission from God to bring it on. Secondly, what many people fail to forget is that trouble is nothing new to God's people. The Bible is filled with accounts of God's people who had trouble. Noah had flood trouble. David had Saul trouble. Daniel had lion trouble. The three Hebrew boys had fiery furnace trouble. Paul had hurricane trouble, which resulted in him being shipwrecked. And guess what? Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had trouble. He was crucified on a cross. Trouble is nothing new to God's people. And Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Listen to me good. Christ has never promised us security from the storms of life, but he does promise perfect security while we are in the midst of the storm. He does not promise us an easy life, but he does promise us his presence through all that life may bring. In other words, no matter what comes our way, if we are in Christ, then our destiny is secure. But even with the presence of Christ in our hearts, listen to me good. When trouble comes, when trouble shows up, guess what? We hurt. We hurt. When we have to confront the trouble that comes with this thing called life, we hurt. When we have to face betrayal by our spouse, which results in divorce, we hurt. When we face the trouble that comes when our loved ones become addicted to drugs, we hurt. When we have to deal with the troubles that come as a result of bankruptcy, we hurt. When we get the tragic news that the tumor is malignant and the prognosis is not good, we hurt. When we lose our job and are unsure of how we're going to take care of our families, we hurt. When we see and experience the declining health of our loved ones and their ultimate death, all I'm saying to you today is life hurts sometimes. We all hurt. Someone this morning is saying, Pastor Wood, I hear you. I hear you. I know about the people who have been diagnosed and now are suffering with COVID-19 or the coronavirus. I know, Pastor, that they are hurting, and some are right now grieving the loss of family members. I am saddened by what they're going through. But Pastor, let me be real. I've got my own troubles that I'm trying to deal with. I've got my own troubles. I'm right now sitting and watching this broadcast to you in silent depression. Pastor Wood, I am a husband or wife whose marriage is falling apart. And no matter what I do, I can't seem to stop it. Pastor Wood, I'm a child who has tried so hard to please my parents, but all I hear from them is how many times I have messed up. Pastor Wood, I am a senior citizen who sits alone in my home with no family members around. I'm so lonely, and now with the physical isolation mandates ordered to stop the spread of this virus, I am suffering from the depression that comes with isolation. Pastor Wood, I was a successful businessman or a successful businesswoman who employed several people. But now I had to tell them that we have to shut down the business with the possibility of shutting down for good. In other words, Pastor Wood, I am here, right where I am, seriously hurting. I am experiencing trouble in my own life, and Pastor, I need to know, is there a word from the Lord that can speak to my circumstances and my situation? I'm not interested in theological verbal gymnastics, nor am I interested in the latest book on pastoral counseling. All I want to know, is there a word from the Lord that can speak to my condition? All I want to know is, what should I do when trouble comes and all hell has broken loose in my life? Listen, this morning, I believe that there is a word from the Lord in our Job text that will speak to you on what to do when trouble comes. The first thing you and I must do when trouble comes is put our faith in God. Did you hear what I said? Put your faith in God. Job teaches us that no matter what comes against us in life, we must put our faith in God. In the verses that precede our selected text for today, the Bible says that Job was a perfect, a righteous man, a man who turned from evil. And let me just throw this in here. Being good, being righteous, does not exempt you and I from trouble. It does not exempt us from the testing of our faith. Job was a righteous man. He was a holy man. Nonetheless, in one day, everything that he had meaning for and purpose for, Job lost. Listen quickly to the trouble that overtook Job in one day. The Sabians rustled all his oxen and his donkeys and killed all but one of his herdsmen. Fire struck his sheep and shepherds and burned them all up except one shepherd messenger. The Chaldeans raided his camels, carried them off, and put all of his drivers to death except one camel driver. Then a whirlwind swept across the desert, struck his eldest son's house, and killed all of Job's sons and daughters while they were dining. And to top it all off, Job broke out in running sores from head to foot. And in disgust, his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Go ahead, curse God and die. There he was, New Providence and friends. Job the righteous. Job the blessed. Job the powerful. But now, everything was gone. His world had crashed. Everything was wiped out. And I just want to know, what would you do if everything you had was lost? What would you do if your children were taken from you? Listen. Listen at Job's response. Here was a sick man sitting in an ash pile. Notice his actions. In verse 20 of the text, the Bible says, then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshiped. In essence, Job is saying, even though trouble has struck my life, and even though I've seemed to lose it all, I'm going to put my faith in God, and I will trust him even when I can't trace him. You see, Job remembered the source of his strength. He remembered who is the hope of his future. He remembered that God said that he would never leave him nor forsake him. So when trouble came, Job had enough sense to put his faith and trust in the God who has all power in his hands. So my brothers and sisters, learn a lesson from Job. When trouble comes, put your faith in God. What's faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Though you may not see God working it out, you have to still trust and believe that he is working in your favor. Secondly, when trouble comes, the Bible says that Job arose. So what I'm suggesting to you today is when trouble shows up, when trouble comes, change your posture and change your position. The Bible says that after Job received the news that his children were killed by the whirlwind that hit his oldest son's house, that Job arose. In other words, Job got up. He changed his position and his posture. In other words, Job made up his mind that he was not just going to sit there and to continue to brood over his troubles. He decided that he would get up and change his position and his posture. Job probably thought, if I just sit here, I'll go into a deep depression. I'll lose my mind. Just like many of us today who sit in front of our television hour after hour watching all of the negative news concerning the spread and the effects of the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. If you're one of those people who constantly watch 24/7 the effects of the virus, you will be subject to the possibility of losing your mind and ending up in a state of depression. But Job, in essence, declared that I am not just going to sit here while war has been declared on my family. I must change my position first. I must call on my faith to cause me to stand even in the midst of my trouble. But not only am I going to change my position, I am going to change my posture, because I was taught that if I humble myself under the mighty hands of God, that he will exalt me in due season. So I'm going to change my position and my posture when trouble comes, and trust in the Lord to be God over the whole matter. As I prepare to end this message, lastly, I want to say to you that when trouble comes, Job tells us that we need to learn how to worship our way through the trouble. Did y'all hear what I said? Learn how to worship your way through the trouble. What does it mean to worship God? It means to esteem him worthy of praise and glory in all situations. When we worship God in the midst of trouble, it is telling God that in spite of what I'm going through, you are still worthy to be praised. I'm here to tell you, he's worthy. He's worthy even in the midst of coronavirus. He's worthy even in the midst of loss of job and loss of income. He's still worthy to be praised. But let's be honest. I got to be honest with you. It is hard to worship when you are going through hell. But you know what I've learned? I've learned that sometimes I have to give him the sacrifice of praise. That means that even when I don't feel like it, I still give him all the glory that he deserves. I still can open my mouth and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be upon my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He is worthy. He is God. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And if we learn how to, even in the midst of trouble, continue to worship through our troubles, the Bible says weeping may endure but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, I thank you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.